Four tribes will take part in the permitting process to relocate Line 5 after a ruling from a state judge last week. The decision allows them to protect their treaty rights that go back to 1836, when tribes ceded their land to the U.S. government. In exchange, they reserve the right to fish in the Great Lakes. Line 5 poses a threat to those rights, says Brian Newland, the tribal chairman of the Bay Mills Indian community.
It is really hard to maintain the right to fish in waters that have been polluted by an oil spill.
Back in the 1950s, when Enbridge first installed Line 5, the state did not allow tribes to participate in negotiations. Now, that's changed. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Lexi Krupp.